I'm John Amy from Pittsburgh, 81 Tabor Road, Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, 03592. Over here is my friend Rick Sampson, and this is my place. And my story is about my place. I'll try to stay within my time limit. But I'm here because you're an alternate route, and this is the alternate route that could affect my place. It's not on my land, but this is Indian Stream Valley, and across here is Quebec. And this is the approximate location of the second alternate route as the power line comes in from Quebec. This is my home right here, my second home and dairy operation, my brother's home, another brother's home, a workshop here, 1,600 acres of easement land, most of which is a certified tree farm. You can set that down, Rick. It's kind of heavy there. And I'm going to abbreviate my comments because a few people here that heard them yesterday, and I don't want to bore you to death, but thank you, Mr. Mills, for coming to New Hampshire to hear our story. Written comments alone would never explain the whole situation that we are facing. My remarks will touch on some of the social and economic issues regarding this project. This is a lot more than a power line that we don't want, don't need, and don't expect to continue. The people are coming together from Pittsburgh to Concord, from all ages, walks of life, political persuasions. We've had enough, and we are defending what is ours. All of us here today have a sense of place in our lives. The younger folks are just learning. Some of us may be new to New Hampshire, but I am proud and privileged to have lived in the same place, Indian Stream Valley, for 61 years, and my family has been there since 1890, when my great-grandmother moved there from Clarksville. I have a feel for the valley that is very strong and valuable. I can know things that others cannot just because I've always been there, working the land, watching the seasons come and go and come back again. I can tell you with no hesitation that there's no space at my place for Northern Pass. My place extends far beyond Tabor Road in Pittsburgh to all of New Hampshire. It is my opinion that 90% of the new right-of-way for this project will have to be taken by eminent domain. It will turn into a political bloodbath in New Hampshire. It will tear friends and families apart. It will turn neighbor against neighbor. This is wrong for New Hampshire. There is no way that landowners can adequately be compensated for all that they are going to lose when timberland, Christmas tree farms, maple orchards are taken out of production in perpetuity. There's no way of calculating that. There's no way to calculate the value of the way of life. No place in the country is the right of private property closer to the hearts of the people than in New Hampshire. We are here today fighting to maintain that right. We will not yield to Northern Pass, not now, not ever. The power of the people will prevail. For all of the above reasons and more, I urge the Department of Energy to deny the presidential permit. Thank you.